When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this is Coriel back with another soul-snatching sermon that will hopefully get us closer connected to our Creator. If this sermon or any other sermon has been helpful for you in any way, please do your girl a favor and make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast. And if you are feeling generous and have a few moments to leave a review, that is definitely much appreciated as well. Now, I always like to tell y'all the inspiration behind each of these sermons. And so this particular episode was actually inspired by a post that I saw over on Threads. If y'all are not on Threads, you are sleeping. Threads is honestly like my favorite social platform. It gives me Twitter 2008 vibes. Like when Twitter was classic, when people were just being themselves before the influencer, you know, kind of age took over, before Instagram was a thing, when people were just sharing their thoughts, what was on their mind. That is what Twitter used to be, and that's how I feel about Threads. But anyway, this particular thread says, I'm over here starting to look like a villain because I'm falling out with everybody. Let me be clear when I say I'm only falling out with people because for years I was letting everything slide, but now I have boundaries. You don't get to talk down to me. You don't get to smile in my face and secretly despise me. You don't get to throw jabs at me, quote unquote, innocently through jokes anymore. You don't get to use me. One thing about it, actions don't lie. I was too busy trying to keep the peace. Peace out. And listen, this post has 2,000 likes, 95 comments, 500 reposts, more than 500 reposts, because the people are sick and tired. Okay, people can relate to this, and I am people. And so if you are people where you feel like either you don't want to be the bad guy, so you are avoiding, you know, some tough conversations, you are avoiding putting some boundaries in place because you don't, you know, for fear that you're going to look like the bad guy, or you do currently look like the bad guy. Like people are starting to side eye you like, well, you must be the problem. Well, what's really going on? Well, why you don't talk to so-and-so anymore? Oh, you don't talk to them either. Well, why you don't, you know, why you not friends with so-and-so? Why you losing all of these people? Why you not? Listen, your girl, I can't even say I've been there, because I feel like I be there. Like that is like where I reside. Definitely over the last year and a half, I have been honest with y'all about the friendships that have ended, the relationships that have literally turned into just like people who I used to know, people who were close to me, two people specifically that were in my wedding who I don't even talk to anymore. Like, listen, when I say I felt this in my spirit, because I felt in the midst of this, like when I was, you know, going through these friend breakups, which both of those happened within like 60 days. So I was really starting to feel like, damn, like, am I the problem? Like, why is this happening to me? And this was in the midst of me transitioning my entire team out. So I was letting go of business relationships, totally, you know, changing my business model, letting my team go. And those, the quote unquote team, those are people. So people come with feelings, opinions, all of the things. And so all of that was weighing on me. And I started to question myself in, maybe I made the wrong decision. Maybe I am going about this in the wrong way. Maybe I, you know, a whole lot of questioning myself and also feeling like these people are making me look like the bad guy. One person in particular, and I did a whole episode on this way back when as well. One person in particular literally got on Instagram and just started going in. Like the moment I had to make this tough decision, a decision that literally took me almost a year to even make, going back and forth with myself. Anybody who's ever been in a leadership position, anybody that has ever been, that has ever had to let somebody go, you know that it is not like usually, unless it's like something really, really bad. It's usually not just like a, I thought about this at 1 o'clock and by 1:05, I'm just ready to have the conversation and let you go. I literally tormented myself for almost a year, was paying this person out of my pocket. Wasn't even, my business wasn't even profitable to the point where I could afford to pay these people at this point. And literally the moment I let this person go, she got on social media and started just running her mouth, telling a bunch of lies, just doing all of the, doing the most. Okay. So when I tell you I was going through it on the outside and on the inside, like I was putting myself through it as well. This episode is for anybody who has ever been there, anybody who is currently there, anybody who may end up being there after they hear this and are like, you know what? It's time for me to start looking at this with a new lens. It's time for me to get a new perspective. I'm here to tell you, based on my personal experience, that sometimes you gotta look like the bad guy to be good to you. And I'm gonna say that again, slower for the people in the back. You gotta be willing to look like the bad guy to other people so that you can be good to yourself. At the end of the day, you are no good to anyone else if you're not good to yourself. If you have nothing left, how can you give? And unfortunately, which I had to learn the hard way, and I'm not the first, I won't be the last. Unfortunately, you can give. Be good. Be the best person that you can be for as long as you can be. And the moment you are no longer willing or able to show up in that way, people will literally stone you. People will turn their back. People will shame you. People will talk about you. People will gossip about you. People will lie about you. People will be people. After all of that protecting that you tried to do, after all of that preserving that you tried to do, after all of that, you know, trying to keep things intact, trying to save face, trying to pay the cost to be the boss. After all of that, trying to be the good person, trying to do the most, trying to be the person to them that you would want them to be to you. The moment you are no longer willing or able to do that, then their true colors start shining through. Then you start really seeing how people really feel about you when you can no longer do for them what you once could. So sometimes you got to be willing to look like the bad guy so that you can be good to you. Because a lot of times you being good to everyone else is at the expense of you being good to you. It means it leads to you having to sacrifice yourself. You having to put your own needs, your own desires, your own goals, your own resources, your own time, your own money, your own family, okay, to the side to serve someone or something else. So who said being selfish is a bad thing? Like, who has taught us to believe that choosing ourselves is something that we should avoid, something that we should look at as a bad thing. I remember the good prophet Cat Williams saying something like, we got to take care of our star player. At the end of the day, you can't be out here trying to be the star for everyone else, but you're not showing up for yourself. You are suffering. One thing about Mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
While you're so busy focused on showing up for other people, sometimes you got to be willing to look like the bad guy so you can be good to you. So what does being good to you look like? Being good to you looks like setting boundaries. And not just setting boundaries, because we could talk a good game. Setting boundaries and then standing on business about those boundaries, like actually implementing and enforcing those boundaries, saying no, okay, making no a complete sentence. And baby, when I tell you this is something that I still struggle with, okay, saying yes to things because I feel guilty, saying yes to things because of FOMO, I think I'm gonna be missing out on something, saying yes to things that should clearly be a no, period. Being good to yourself means being willing to step into a new season. Being willing to let go of things that no longer serve you. Things, people, habits, beliefs, situations, jobs, titles that no longer serve you in this new season. So I looked up some definitions because I'm like, we be out here throwing around all of these words, and words are powerful, right? Words are too powerful for us to not know what we out here talking about, especially when we're using these words to describe ourselves. So I looked up the word selfish, and there's tons, because the internet is what it is, and because I can literally go out here and type up a definition and publish it on the internet, there are tons of definitions. And Webster, honestly, Webster is not, I don't know, I'm side-eyeing Webster. Some of the words that are included in Webster, I'm just like, are y'all even a credible source at this point? But anyway, these are some definitions that I found for the terms that I looked up. So I looked up the word selfish. And selfish, one of the definitions said, concerned primarily with one's own interests and beliefs. And I said, Like my doggy ears went up. My spidey senses were like, well, wait a minute. being primarily, and I underlined primarily when I wrote down the definition, being primarily concerned with my own benefits, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, if I'm not primarily concerned with my own benefits, that means I'm neglecting myself to serve someone or something else. So again, I want to ask you, who said selfishness is a bad thing? That's why I chose my words carefully when I said sometimes you gotta look like the bad guy. I'm not saying sometimes you gotta be the bad guy, because I am personally never going to be out here doing anything that I feel like is being bad to people. I'm not gonna be doing anything that goes against my morals, anything that I'm gonna be like tossing and turning when I try to go to sleep tonight about. Like, I'm not going to be bad to people. But I'm willing to look like the bad guy. I'm willing for you to go out here and say whatever you got to say, however you got to describe it, however you need to spin the story. I'm willing to be the villain in your story so that I can ensure that I am always being the hero in mine. Because one thing that life has taught me is that nobody is coming to save me, and I got to be willing to save myself. So in order to save myself, since that requires me to be the hero for myself, and sometimes me being the hero for me feels like the villain to you, and that's fine. If you got to write about me in your diary tonight and you describe me as the villain, that's between you and the Lord. If you got to tweet about me, if you got to type about me on Threads, if you got to subtweet me, subliminal, put whatever you got to do, paint whatever picture you got to paint, as long as I know that I have good intentions, that I am not operating with bad energy, with a bad spirit, but I'm not wrong for making sure that I'm doing right by me. So the definition of selfishness, concerned primarily with your own interests and beliefs, nothing wrong with that. But setting boundaries, saying no, being willing to step into this new season, which means letting go of old people sometimes, will sometimes make you look like the bad guy. So then I went and looked up the definition of humble, because oftentimes people want to humble you or say we need to humble ourselves. And so I looked up the definition of humble, and I found a definition that said without pride, low estimate of oneself. And I don't know about you, but there has never been a point in my life where thinking lowly of myself has gotten me anything good. There's never been a season in my life where me going out thinking that I am unworthy attracted me or connected me to anything that was worth my time. At any point in my life where I was out here with low self-esteem, with a bad or negative self-image, when I was out here willing to accept anything from anyone, that is exactly what I got. A whole lot of mess, okay? And so if you don't have a high estimate of yourself, there's no way you are going to attract high vibrational experiences, opportunities, connections, or people. So I am eliminating humble from my vocabulary. I'm not willing to humble myself. I don't have a low estimate of myself, because I know that when I have had a low estimate of myself, I'm not saying I never have, but when I have had a low estimate of myself, I have gotten a whole lot of lowliness. I don't even know if that's a word, okay? But lowliness, a whole lot of low-ish. That's all I attracted when I felt low about myself. So humbling myself is no longer a part of my ministry. Then I went on and looked up the word nice. Because the world will also try to convince you that if you ain't being nice, sis, something's wrong. So a definition for nice is pleasing and agreeable. Well, that sounds like people pleasing to me. And which one is it? Because part of my timeline is preaching, let's stop people pleasing. Choose yourself. But then the other half of the timeline, or even sometimes those same people, are like, well, she's not nice. Well, again, I'm focused on making sure I'm a good person, but sometimes to other people, that means looking like the bad guy. People are comfortable taking advantage of you. People are comfortable with that old version of you. And so in this season, if you're looking like the bad guy, if you're showing up as the villain in somebody else's story so that you can be the hero for yourself, I am here. I was sent here to remind you today, sis, that sometimes it takes you looking like the bad guy. And sometimes you looking like the bad guy is an indicator that you're on the right track. That means that you are finally starting to stand on business about yourself. You are finally willing to choose what is good for you, even if it's bad for somebody else. So it's time to show them new. Who's the new version of you? The new version of me is focused. She's intentional with her time, with her effort, with her energy. So that means I don't have time for any old thing. I don't have time for everything. I'm not putting my effort and my energy toward anything. I'm being intentional with it. I'm mindful of what I consume, the content that I consume, the conversations that I'm having. I'm mindful of the words that I'm using. That's why I'm over here Googling. What are the definitions of these words? How am I defining and describing myself? Because it matters. So I'm being mindful with these things because they matter. I'm being mindful of my environment, how I am spending my energy, where I am spending my energy, with whom I am exchanging energy. Welcome to the new, where it's okay and it feels good to choose yourself, even if that means looking like the bad guy to someone else. I hope this message sets somebody free. I love you. Got nothing but love for you. And I'll catch you on the next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.